Senate confirmation hearings today on the nomination of Michael Chertoff to become the next Homeland Security Chief. Here he is testifying before the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs.
Since September 11, 2001, the challenge of our generation has been to defend our country against the evil of terrorism while honoring our fundamental commitment to liberties and privacy. We must work together to preserve an America that is safe, secure, and free.
Mr. Chertoff is expected to win confirmation, although some Democrats question his aggressive tactics as a top Justice Department official after the 9/11 attacks. Slate contributing writer Philip Carter, who is a lawyer and a Democrat, has written a defense of Michael Chertoff in the magazine, and Philip Carter joins us now. Philip, first tell us, what are the main concerns raised by the critics?
Alex, there are two concerns. The first is that he pushed very hard to use all of the Justice Department's legal tools, from criminal prosecution to deportations on technical immigration violations, to go after persons either suspected of terrorism after September 11th or even thought to have some tangential connection to it. And the second concern is that around the same time, he also told the CIA that they could engage in what are arguably illegal interrogation tactics without fear of prosecution from Chertoff's own criminal division of prosecutors.
In your defense, what do you raise about that? He did push people out of the country who would not have been pushed out of the country under previous policies. And what about the torture question?
Well, that's right. It is important to note that this was a departure for the U.S. in its policies. But I think we also have to see this in context and remember what we all thought after September 11th, that is, were there other al-Qaeda cells in the United States, and when would they attack? And I think the Justice Department, by and large, did a good job of responding with the tools it had at the time and the fact that it had very little information about what to face next.
And what about the torture questions with the CIA? The CIA asked the Justice Department, if we use these very harsh interrogation techniques, are we in danger of doing something that would be viewed as a crime in the United States? And are you and the Justice Department going to come after us?
This was a little more unorthodox, both because the advice itself is subject to a great deal of legal argument that's going on right now, and also because it's unusual for a prosecutor to tell someone ahead of time that what they're doing is not going to be prosecuted. I mean, one can imagine John Gotti going to the district attorney in New York and saying, you know, am I going to be prosecuted for this activity? And that's roughly analogous to what happened here.
And why did he do that?
Well, Chertoff was part of a team of top Justice Department officials that helped to write the Patriot Act and work with other folks in the Pentagon and the White House on policy matters in addition to their prosecutorial duties. Everyone coalesced as a team, bringing what they could to the table. And so at some point, it appears that someone asked Chertoff for his best advice, and he gave it. Now, that may not have been the wisest course of action, but I think we should recognize the unique circumstances in play at that time.
In fact, you write that, in your view, Michael Chertoff and Attorney General John Ashcroft were pushing moderate policies and defending more moderate policies than the White House wanted in how do we respond to the threat and attack of terrorism in the United States.
That's right. Despite the conventional wisdom about John Ashcroft or about the Justice Department, it turns out that he, in fact, was one of the more moderate civil libertarians within the Bush administration on the issue of military tribunals, for example. He and his top prosecutors at Justice wanted at least some legal process for the detainees at Guantanamo Bay, if not full and fair criminal trials in civilian court.
Opinion and analysis from Slate contributor and Los Angeles attorney Philip Carter. You can find his article on Michael Chertoff at Slate.com. Michael Chertoff's confirmation hearings to be Director of Homeland Security continue today in the Senate. Philip, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Alex.